Rupaul building fortified compound in red state. We are moments away from fucking civil war. By David Ng on March 2, 2024. Drag queen Rupaul has revealed he and his husband are building a fortified compound in the red state of Wyoming, saying we are moments away from a fucking civil war. Rupaul made the revelation in an interview with Ronan Farrow for The New Yorker. I'm fearing the absolute worst, he told the magazine. We are moments away from fucking civil war. All the signs are there. The compound is reportedly being constructed on the 60,000-acre ranch of his husband, Georges Labar, in Wyoming. I wouldn't call it a bunker, Rupaul said. But, Farrow reported, it is designed to withstand calamity. It's a lot of concrete and a lot of things. During the interview, Rupaul spoke about his views on gender nonconformity. Gender is a concept that we come up with, in our minds and our egos, he told Farrow. My genitals are male. But I can be whatever I can. I feel I'm everything. You are everything. You are male, female. Sometimes I feel more male than others. In recent years, Rupaul has run afoul of the woke transgender mob for questioning whether transgenders should be featured on his reality competition show RuPaul's Drag Race. He also has faced criticism after doing an NPR interview in which he suggested that fracking was taking place on his husband's Wyoming ranch. When asked by Farrow about the latter controversy, Rupaul replied, "Do you buy gas? Before you point the finger, smell it first, bitch." He added, "There's no combination of words I can put together that would soothe the mob." Farrow's interview didn't get into the ongoing controversy surrounding the left's embrace of drag queen story hour events and drag shows aimed at children. However, as Breitbart News reported, Rupaul has publicly condemned state laws banning such events. "Drag queens are the Marines of the queer movement," he said last year. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.